Desi Arnaz, huh?
No.
Hello, Ben and Joe. This is Jana, Brian's girlfriend and Joe's ex-juggler. Hello. Brian and I were just munching on some burritos where I learned that you, in fact, did not meet Hulk Hogan. You are liars, and I hate you both. Just kidding. I love you. Dope, Chief.
Hey.
Saturday.
Saturday. We actually recorded a show last night.
It didn't work out so good.
Turned out kind of shitty.
I thought it was going well until you stopped and said, this show sucks.
Well, we were doing it via iChat. You were at your house. I was at my house. I don't think we've ever done a successful show like that.
We don't have good chemistry when we do that. No. I need to see you.
Right.
I need to be able to just reach out and touch you whenever I need to. No. Why was Jenna so upset? We totally met Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about. You want to play a clip from when we met?
Yeah, let's play that right now.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hey, brother.
There's your proof right there.
Yeah, I totally met him.
We saw him.
We have audio evidence.
Well, I met him.
I got a little nervous.
You kind of chickened out and didn't go through what we planned.
I was worried if I said the wrong thing, he'd crush me with his pythons. I'm not talking about his arms. He carries around pythons now. I don't know if you know this.
Weird.
He's got a snake cage and
like
a snake
handler. Like Jake the Snake.
I think he hires Jake the Snake on the weekends to do it. Do you like Jake the Snake?
No.
Why not?
He's arch enemy of the Macho Man. Duh. Dude,
I was...
Oh. Hey, what's up?
Sorry.
What's up, Maggie?
Thanks.
That was my sister's phone.
Huh? I thought she was a robot.
No.
She's probably eating some vampires. You know she's a robot. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
we totally got, I have to put something on the blog here. It has to do with two things that we're talking about normally. All right. One is, Worf.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, Worf called up.
He did?
Yeah, he's pretty pissed.
Uh-oh.
But before we talk about Worf, we have to talk about this picture I have.
Okay.
All right, first of all, I have the greatest kindergarten class picture ever taken.
Really?
Nobody was happier than I was to take a kindergarten class picture.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to give it to you. We're going to scan it.
Now, are we allowed to do that? Like, put kindergartners' faces on?
They're all my age now.
But still.
We'll blur out everybody but me.
Okay.
We'll put little Howdy Doody's there, too.
Howdy Doody's in the kindergarten picture?
Totally.
Awesome.
This is Ben.
We'll just black out the eyes. Yeah. Okay.
I think Anthony Minella's in there.
Really?
I think so.
Awesome.
And I have one of Brian in third grade.
Do I have that? I probably have that.
No, you're in a different class.
Oh.
But I have that one.
I was in Mrs. Shepherd's class.
O'Donnell, for life.
Whatever. Anyway, okay.
Found another picture when I was going through these.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Okay.
I hope it's Halloween. I don't know who's in the picture. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's my brother. I don't know if it's just kids from the block. One of the kids is dressed like the devil.
Okay.
Full mask.
Right.
That's pretty normal, right?
That's you. That's gotta be
probably
you.
Me. The other one has, you know how, like, back in when we were kids, they used to give you plastic masks of a real person's face?
Right. So I didn't get one of a real person. It was He-Man. But in my mind, he was real.
We can debate that another time.
Okay.
I can neither confirm nor deny
who
this person is. I've got a gut feeling.
Yes.
It's Willow.
Really?
I have a good feeling this is a Halloween costume of Willow. And somebody from my block, I think,
oh boy,
dressed as Willow. And we'll post that. And people have to tell us if it's Willow or not.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of Willow.
Yes, we got this voicemail.
Worf. Let's play it.
Hey, man. Hey, John. This is Worf. Listen. First of all, I fucking hate Willow. I'm going to bite him on the head. Second of all, I was listening to your show last week. Robots top of the food chain? Everybody knows Cleons eat robots. Alright, no cheese.
Standing tall.
Wow, he was pretty pissed.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't look at our vlog when we put that Willow picture up.
Well, if it's not Willow, he's not going to be upset.
So he's really happy.
That's how we'll know.
Worf will give us the answer, probably.
Yeah. And our viewers, or listeners.
Right.
Will probably not email us or Gmail us.
Someone did Gmail us.
Who?
Well, first of all, how do people Gmail us?
At iHeartSnacks. Oh, wait. iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Our Gmail account.
Yeah, you want to read that Gmail? Because you do a great reading of it.
I do a great reading of it?
It made me laugh last night.
All right. This is from our friend Brian Gordinieri. He emailed us.
You know, he was eating burritos the other day with Jana.
He was. He was. He goes, hey, fellas, could you possibly... Oh.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Could you possibly play and or sing the Perfect Strangers theme song this week? Will we do that?
You got to listen and find out.
Will we? Okay. I just love Balky Bartakamoose. I didn't know that was the last name.
Hey, it's Naomi.
Hey, Naomi, how are you?
Hi. Naomi is our resident... See, as soon as we got this email, I said, right. Ben, who knows more about Perfect Strangers, me or you? And you were like...
Not me.
And I was like, I don't know much. Naomi, expert. Me. She's the biggest Perfect Stranger fan out there.
Ever. Wow.
She's got season 1, 2, and 3 on DVD.
And 4.
Yeah. And 4? And a movie.
And 5.
A movie?
I have the Perfect Stranger movie.
Oh, shit.
TV movie.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, so the Gmail goes on. It says, also, me and Charles, that's his brother, he's a cool guy, did the coolest thing. We had a couch in the basement that my mom wanted us to throw away, and it was pretty late at night, and we were tired and didn't want to miss Lost, even though it was gay. And we couldn't fit it up the stairs, so you know what we did? We broke that shit up with sledgehammers and axes, a whole couch. That was the best part of my day. I wish I could break couches with hammers and axes and stuff all day long. I just want to tell you that. Happy No Litter Week. Dope cheese. Love, Brian.
That's pretty awesome.
Have you ever broken anything with a sledgehammer or an axe?
I was starting to tell you how I broke something last night with just a hammer. A little baby hammer.
A baby hammer?
A little mini hammer.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah?
Breaking stuff with hammers or sledgehammers or axes and stuff is fun.
Cool.
How about you?
Just my dog. I beat my dog in the face with an axe.
That's funny. I thought you beat your mom in the face with a hammer.
No.
She's ugly.
You're ugly.
That was bad timing. That was a joke we tried to pull off last night.
Yeah. I didn't want to do the same thing.
I wanted to.
All right. Do you want to play his voicemail? He left us a voicemail,
play
too.
Play that voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Joe. Brian. Just driving on the old Southern State. And... noticed a little lit up sign. Get ready. It's clean week. So this is the week of the year, not to litter. Just want to remind everyone in the Long Island area, I don't know if they have, you know, clean week by everybody else, but we take care of our shit here on Long Island. 1 week of the year. So that's coming up, everybody. Especially you, Ben. I know you're a litter bug. Dope cheese.
Standing tall
on the wings of a bird.
That's why Naomi's here to correct you.
Clean week, huh?
Are you down with this?
I thought that was Earth Day, and that was like the 22nd or something.
All right, listen, I am just so sick of Earth Day. And Al Gore.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone use the Earth more to their advantage than Al Gore.
Yeah.
He's like fucking Captain Planet.
He's, like, worse than Captain Planet.
He's a fat Captain Planet. What happened to that man? Like, 8 years ago, he was really skinny.
So what happens? Global warming does that to you.
You get fatter?
No, it's just that you get more like Al Gore.
Oh, no.
So he's getting, like, everyone else is, like, getting more like Al Gore, and he's getting more
double.
Al Gore. So he's getting fatter.
That's a really good explanation of what's going on. Wow, I don't want to be anything like Al Gore.
Yeah.
So. Except for his sex tape.
Oh,
I want to be like
dangerous.
That. Yeah,
dangerous.
Speaking of jugglers,
what
did Jana say? Juggle,
juggling her.
Jana and I used to juggle together.
Okay.
Besides the point, she had a little experience this week at school where she works. Yeah.
Do you have the exact email on you?
It's on my MySpace.
Oh,
but I pretty much remember the blitch of it.
Yeah. No one's gonna get that.
That was for me and you.
Okay.
It's just for us.
Okay. We just shared a moment, right?
Yeah, we did. That's a little moment.
Okay.
Anyway, she was listening to our show at school.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I think it should be on in school.
Listen to it whenever you can. Wherever you are.
I don't know where she works, but she didn't say principal. She said her dean.
Oh, Dean Cain?
Dean Cain walks by.
Okay.
Alright? And he goes... Hey,
fake Superman.
What is this? And then all of a sudden I say, on the show, I wasn't there.
Okay.
Bull fucking shit.
Bull fucking shit.
I don't ever say that. When do I say that?
I think he said it. I think it was in episode, 5.
Alright, let's play the clip.
Okay. Hand me that pen over there.
Bull fucking shit.
See? There you go.
That indeed was episode 5. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jana. She also said that she should probably save the iHeart snacks for at home, not school. She ended it with dope cheese.
Okay.
I feel a little responsible, though.
Yeah?
I feel a little bad.
Hopefully she didn't get fired.
I hope not.
Bye, Mag.
Bye, Maggie. Have a good day.
My sister works as a waitress at the Blue Moon Cafe in Rockford Center, so if you want to go over there, just tell them Ben sent you.
Mm. You'll get a high five, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So that's the Blue Moon in Rockwell Center. Check it out.
Right, RVC.
RVC?
Mm-hmm. Jerks.
A little something about Dean Cain. What? A little something about Dean Cain.
Dean Cain? Fake Superman?
Yeah, this is going to segue into Naomi's situation here.
Okay.
Because I have a little beef with my girlfriend.
You got beef?
I got some beef.
Okay, what's your beef?
Prior to the new Superman coming out.
Right, Superman Returns.
Right, Erica and I and her friend Justine.
Right.
Who was in our movie.
Right.
We're talking about Superman.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I went to our friend Sam. Because I made the mistake of saying, well, I know who I picture when I think of Superman.
Right.
And my fiancé.
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend of almost 8 years now.
Wow, yeah.
Dagger to the heart.
What did she say?
Dagger.
What did she say?
Fucking machete to the heart.
Oh my god.
This is what she says.
Okay.
I think of Dean Cain as Superman. Her friend Sam agrees.
I think,
I gotta turn around.
Yeah, yeah. I think,
Now Naomi's in the room.
I think it's a girl thing, because...
I'll give Justine some credit. She said Christopher Reeve.
Okay.
She was the minority in the female species.
Right.
But we have the tiebreaker right here.
Yep. You're gonna be disappointed. We actually talked about this recently.
Oh my god.
I said Dean Cain.
Oh!
That's what happens when, like...
You get very upset?
Yeah.
So that's a dirty word.
It's a dirty, it's a dirty word and it should not be mentioned in my house ever again.
I can see.
Ripley's, believe it or not.
That's what it was. We're watching that's Ripley's. What it was. Today yeah. It's Superman.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, it's the Dean Cain show.
Never in my Dean life. Cain. Have I looked show. At that man and thought Superman?
No.
And then I go, come on, I think of Christopher Reeve, and I think of the music.
Right.
Blank stare.
Really?
What? That's what I got. So listen, women of the Earth, of this planet.
Dean Cain is not Superman.
He's not.
He's just the host of Ripley's Believe It or Not and some other show. Didn't he do another show?
Probably.
The Adventures of Lois and Clark? Superman?
No.
I don't remember that show.
No.
Oh, yes, I do. It was like rubbing diarrhea in my face.
Also, I realized Naomi is a big fan of the full screen DVD.
What?
Yeah. No widescreen. Right.
I don't like the black spaces when
I'm... Oh, my God.
That's what you're seeing in the theater.
It's not just girls, though. I think a lot of people...
Who?
I don't know. Girls. You're right.
Yeah, it's girls. Girl. It's a girl thing.
Gonna smack girls.
Yeah.
Smack the next girl you see. That's what I say.
All right. What's on the sheet? What else do we have to talk about?
You said something else about her liking. I talked.
Oh, Hook.
Oh yeah, no.
Hook, the worst movie in the world.
You guys.
Hook.
It's a family fun for all.
You know, if you add an ER at the end of that, then I'd see that movie.
I've already seen that movie.
It's called Joe's Mom.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Set myself up for that one.
So what's on the list here?
We still have to put the Perfect Strangers song. Last week, we promised some clips from you.
Clips?
You went on a little trip, didn't you?
Oh, the monster. Shit, we have to play those?
Yeah, we did. It's a little embarrassing, but...
Montel had me on,
a lot of people... Is he as tall as he appears on television?
He's quite tall.
How tall?
He is quite... Very tall.
Yeah?
Yeah. Montel had me on the show, and not a lot of people know this, but I am an expert on time travel, and that was the topic. Sylvia Brown was there, he was there, Stephen Hawking's guy. He just went into zero-G.
We had a voicemail. We had a deal from that. Let's play Montel and that right up next to each other.
Let's play the Montel clip first. Okay. This is me on Montel. Topic was, what are your thoughts on time travel? And I just let loose on the show. Here we go.
Let's go back to the 50s.
All right, Montel, here we go. Yo, here we are in the 50s. That's cool. Let's go back.
Now we're in the year 2000.
Zero G is off the hook. Is off the hook.
Zero G is off the hook, according to Steven.
He would know.
Steve.
Steve Hawking.
I for real, I can't picture anyone named Steve being smart. Can't happen. Sorry.
So what is he, an anomaly?
No, he goes by Steven.
Oh, it can't be Steve.
Can't be Steve. Your name's Steve, I'm sorry, you're dumb.
If someone runs up to him and says, "Hey, Steve Hawkins," is he going to turn stupid?
Probably. I don't think he's really that smart. I think it's just the computer.
He's got a fucking computer. People going to ask him a question and be like, "Hold on, let me Google this."
That was a good impression of him.
I do a pretty good... You do a mean Stephen Hawking.
Cool.
I do a better Steve Hawking.
Want to do a mean Stephen Hawking?
I do a mean Gene Stephen Hawking. Entering the ring. Hollywood help.
Guess who that's addressed to?
Mike Hunt.
Joe's holding up a Benjamin Moore catalog.
And where is that Benjamin Moore thing?
Hmm? What? Hmm? Oh, that paint sign that we saw? It was awesome.
Where is that?
What else we gotta talk about?
I wrote down Lost, but I don't know if you wanna talk about
Lost. I guess we could post that.
We got...
Brian gave us some awesome images of the hotness and Jeff Goldblum.
He's...
William H. Macy and Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum is so much cooler.
Oh, shit, we got those voicemails from them.
We do. All right, let's play them.
All right.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Jeff Goldblum. You know, the guy from Jurassic Park 2. The good one because it didn't have any pterodactyls in it. Oh, I'm a pterodactyl. I can fly. I'm just a big flying raptor. Oh, I like flying. Yeah, that one. I'm the guy in the good one. Anyway, getting back to what I'm doing right now. I'm shooting Jurassic Park 4, or as I like to call it, Jurassic Park 2-2. This one's got no pterodactyls, lot of cool dinosaur scenes, and me. And those pictures that Brian sent, bullshit. That's all I gotta say. Alright, I hate you, William H. Macy, dope cheese. Standing tall. Oh, hey guys, this is William H. Macy. H stands for hotness. I just heard Jeff Goldblum call up. I got the phone. I finally got the special phone. He's a jerk. What a jerk. Pterodactyls for life. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna go now. I hate you, Jeff Goldblum. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna go right now. Fuck you, Jeff Goldblum. That's all I'm saying. Peace. This is the hotness. Oh, check out my remix of the Donnie Darko soundtrack. Peace.
What? Shaking your head doesn't register in sound. He's doing it again.
It's going to be deadly. That's all I got to say. I don't want to see when these two throw down.
It's a deadly... what are you saying? It's a deadly game?
I'm saying it.
It's a deadly game those two are playing.
Someone's going to get
deadly.
Hurt.
Brian sent us some awesome photos.
I think you're a little biased.
Maybe.
The proof is in the pudding, Joe.
Just look at these photos. What are you gonna find better pictures of Jeff Goldblum? I just think you're just gonna find gayer photos of him. Just gayer ones.
The cowboy one right there, that's pretty gay. You're right.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
So I guess we'll post these on the blog, and
let's let the people decide.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Fine.
Just like my Willow picture.
Okay, we're gonna just like your Willow. All right.
I have my own personal Willow.
You better not have Worf hear that.
He would kill me.
He would. Is that like having your own personal Jesus? Your own personal Willow.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
All right, so let's let Naomi set up this next thing we're doing because she's our perfect strangers expert.
Yeah. Just set up the theme song. We're going to play the theme song. Just say.
We're going to play the theme song.
Cool. All right.
So you heard that first from Naomi.
Before we play it, we want to let you know that you can call us at 718-304-785.
Six.
Six, not three. Six.
We're really bad at this because we should give the number in the beginning.
All right.
Not the end. But what are you going to do? Yeah. Also, Gmail us like everybody else did today.
Right.
At iHeartSnacks.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
And check out our MySpace at myspace.com/ IRF Snacks Radio. And our Facebook. I don't know the address for that. Just go to Facebook and look us up.
And we'll see you
at the movies. You're ending every show like that. Idiot!
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream. Rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Gonna stop me now.